We don't need to clap on three anymore. Yay!
Hooray!
Welcome to another exciting episode of...
Chapbox question
mark? There's another company that has Chapbox as its trademark, so we might be reworking this.
We actually, you know what? Little shout out. We have to rename our brand. So if you guys have any ideas or something, we're thinking Brevico because it's a made up word and
Brevico,
no one else.
Or Brevico?
Brevico?
Hmm.
Brevico?
Hmm. Anyways, today's music is called Afternoon Nap by Ghost Rifter Official.
Enjoy. Oh, wait. Now we're starting. Never mind.
Now we start as well.
Now we just go into it. Hi, Paul and... Wait, nope. Yep. Nope, this is the Sizzler.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. How long have you been doing this for? I've been doing this for a year now.
Well... As you can see, it's been a long weekend for Paula.
Apparently.
We've been busy.
Yeah, I've been busy.
With the brand name that we have to rename ourselves, we're also doing a YouTube channel thing.
With the new brand name.
With the new brand name. Those are going to be released, what, during May, we said?
I don't know.
Next month?
Let's not commit to anything in case we don't.
Okay, maybe in May.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, who knows?
We don't know. Depends on when you guys can get us our new name. Yeah, I'm tuckered out.
You're tuckered out?
Yeah. More tuckered out than you, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Nate ran a half marathon today.
Hi, Paul. Oh, we gotta roll the music first.
Oh, all right. Roll the music.
That music we said.
Roll it. Hi, Paul and Nate here.
Welcome to Chatbox.
This week we were challenged to create escape rooms for each other. The big reveal. Hooray! 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 So we're still practicing social distancing. Hope you all are staying safe and quarantined.
Yeah.
There's not much to do here except for do things in apartment friendly scopes.
Right.
So we did escape rooms.
Yeah, so we challenged each other to make an escape room for each other in my studio apartment.
Yep.
And I had fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
It was good.
Nate didn't want to tell me beforehand.
Yeah.
He was going to give me an hour.
I thought...
He was going to reveal what it was and then give me an hour to do it. I was like, broski.
I thought it would have been funny and would have been crappy on both of our ends if we only had an hour to try to create an entire escape room.
Oh,
that would have been funny,
It would have been disaster.
Huh.
I don't think I would have been able to make anything of substance. I eventually, I think you told me on Thursday, right? Thursday or Wednesday. I, dragged it out of him.
I
was like, so what's this challenge?
Right.
And he told me, and I spent, countless nights staying up.
Thinking about
dreaming
it.
Hoping for the best.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How would you say I did?
You did good.
Yeah?
You did good.
Should we break down?
I don't know.
How we went through it?
Or maybe we should just put up those YouTube videos, you know?
Maybe we should.
Let's just talk about how it was. We don't have to break it down.
Yeah, all right. Well, my process, because I didn't want to cheat.
Right.
And, go online and look up what other people did.
Right. So you made everything by scratch.
Yeah, I had to, really think. I think I talked to you. Making an escape room is to start backwards.
Yeah, start backwards. Figure out what the end is, and then figure out steps to get there and puzzles to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
And you're limited because you have a studio apartment with not much in it to begin with.
Yep.
Yep.
So.
It was good.
I knew I wanted an inside joke message.
Yep. You had one of those. You had a couple of those. Yeah.
I did, yeah. So that's where I started. And then it was actually going to be a pirate thing at first.
Ah. That would explain the boats and the lily pads.
Yeah, you were going to be a pirate. But then I decided it'd be funnier, or I'd be more, I'd have more stuff to play with if I just made you an adventurer.
Ah.
So, theme was Indiana Jones inspired.
I see.
Yep. And
I dressed up for the part.
You really did.
I feel like I had a pretty
good outfit. You'll see it in the video. We recorded these. I don't even know if we announced that. But we recorded our reactions to each other's escape rooms.
Us completing our escape rooms,
and that will be on our new YouTube channel. Woo!
Yeah. If, hypothetically. Woo! Maybe. Woo! Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
We really are tuckered out, aren't we?
We're so tuckered out. With this weekend has been crazy.
Because then, even beyond escape rooms, we then did prom night.
Yeah.
As a date night kind of thing.
Well, yeah, pretty much. And it was, I think we only got 3 songs of real prom because we spent like 2 hours in setup and getting like video clips and things.
Yeah.
We literally had a
That'd
shot list.
That'd be a YouTube video too.
What?
The prom night thing.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, so we did.
We just been hustling.
And we've been working out.
Hustling.
Yeah.
Hustling.
Oh, and we went grocery shopping.
That was exciting.
It was really Friday. Exciting. That was probably the highlight of my.
It was pretty good. It was calm. It was out of the apartment.
Yup.
And it was good weather. Not that grocery shopping really matters too much for that.
Yeah.
But it was just nice to drive and get out of here, you know?
It really was.
This quarantine is really getting to me.
It really is.
This quarantine goes on till April 30th.
Do you even do anything, though?
Do I even do anything now?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, if we weren't quarantined, what would you be doing differently?
It's a great question, Paula. If we weren't quarantined, we'd go on more dates and go do things together and go out together.
Yeah.
But we are quarantined, so we're still doing things together. It's just
we're just bringing the dates to our
either
apartment.
The grocery store date or inside my apartment, or we just walk somewhere.
New challenge. I want a special dinner date.
You want a special dinner date?
Yeah.
On what furniture?
Make me dinner.
On what tables? On what chairs? Make you dinner? We've been making each other dinner every night.
I want a candle-lit dinner.
We can't have
candles.
And we're
in a candle-free,
in this
substance-free apartment. I want to be wine and dined, Nate.
And
make
you
it
can't,
happen.
You can't get either of those. Because you throw that out in the parking lot.
Make it happen, Nate.
I can't. I literally can't. You're high maintenance for these reasons. You know this?
What date would you want me to take you on? If you could, if I could take you on any date.
You know what I thought would always be really, really cool?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a waste of money too, but if money didn't matter, rent out an entire movie theater just to watch like your own personal pick of a movie.
Wow.
I thought that would really be really cool. Have an entire theater to yourself.
You know, you could probably do that. Just go to, like, one of the...
I know you can.
A bad movie.
Well,
no one goes to those.
You can rent entire movie theaters and watch whatever movie you want, as long as you're willing to pay for every seat. Did you know that?
People actually do that?
Yeah. Like, the movie theater in town here, you can do that. You can rent out the entire theater for, like, 2-3 hours and put on any movie you want.
Whoa.
I know, right?
How much is that?
The cost of every seat.
Jesus.
And there are usually like 30 seats in those smaller theaters.
So 30 times
let's just
10
say
is
10
300.
Bucks. 300 bucks. I mean, I could see that for like an anniversary date thing or maybe like a secret marriage proposal thing or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, anyways.
So basically what you're saying is you just want to be able to watch a movie. So I could just Netflix and chill you.
I don't have big dreams.
Is my solution.
I don't have big dreams and aspirations. Maybe
they're there.
That's just all there is to it.
All right, well, yeah. My job's easy.
There you go.
I don't know how you're going to figure out yours.
You're welcome. I'm not going to figure out yours, and you're going to be disappointed, but then it's going to be so easy to figure out mine that it'll balance out, because you'll be thankful and grateful for how simple of a man I am.
Okay, moving on. So back to the escape room.
Yeah.
It was going to be a pirate thing, made it Indiana Jones. And then I knew I had to, like, make you puzzles. So yeah. It was all very How was
that process? Yeah, how was making puzzles?
I think I related it mostly to video games.
Oh, okay.
Specifically Legend of Zelda.
Nice.
So, like, you're talking to characters, and they give you, like, an objective. So you go to this objective, then you solve a puzzle, and then whatever happens, they give you a new objective, and then you go to that new objective, and they give you a new objective. So I that's how I kind of led you through.
Mm-hmm.
Each section had, like, a little narrative that led you to point B, C, E.
B, C, E.
Yeah.
Yeah, because and who I cares made, about D? Yeah.
I made some codes.
Okay.
Using some crafts.
Yeah, your puzzles were very cool.
Were they?
They were creative.
One used popsicle sticks.
Yep.
And the other was like a
water bottle with scrolled paper all around it.
Yeah, it was a makeshift cryptex.
Yep. And then...
Oh, secret message in the mirror.
Sign stuff with the mirror. Don't spoil it now.
Oh.
Just some other things, yeah.
Just some other things.
It was good.
I think the biggest joke... Can I spoil it?
What? What joke?
I think the joke was that you had asked me to go to prom.
Oh, yeah.
A couple nights before, and I kept saying, like, I have to think about it. I have to think about it.
Yeah.
Even though we were going to be the only attendees.
Right.
And then the secret message for my escape room was, like... The secret code was prom, and then when you opened the final door, inside was a little egg that said yes.
Yeah.
That was my response.
That was clever. That was witty.
Was it funny?
It was good.
Nice.
It was really funny.
Nailed it!
I do actually think it was funny. I'm tuckered out.
He's a tired boy.
I'm a tired boy.
Tired boy.
Yeah, so overall, I thought your escape room game was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Was it the best?
I wouldn't say the best.
Why?
Well, because I made an escape room game as well.
How could my escape room been better?
How could it been? Well,
provide me constructive feedback. This silence.
It was reliant on you reading a lot of things for me. Yeah. It's always cool if you can break away from that
so people can
figure it out yourself. Yeah.
That's what I really liked about yours. Bring us in, Nate.
Yeah, so little Timmy was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Little Timmy had a toy. Little Timmy was possessed. Little Timmy wanted death.
Not terrifying at all.
Yeah, so...
I'm in, like, the bathroom, and he's got me, like, blocked off, and, like, he's playing this, like, scary music in this recording.
Let me tell the people the plot here. Essentially, little Timmy is a possessed little demonic boy who has a toy, and he uses it and his other toys to summon bad spirits and demons into the world, and he started a ritual, and with enough time, these bad demons would enter the world.
Bad.
So little Timmy's father called the Popo, and the police arrested little Timmy and put him in a straitjacket, and you, as the person in the game... is part of the demonic prevention task force. And so you only had an hour to prevent little Timmy's toy ritual from coming to true. And so you were thrown off by what you had to do right in the get-go, weren't you? You're pretty surprised and shocked at what was going on.
It was a lot. Very suddenly.
Yeah.
There was, like, that blue line, so I couldn't even leave the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun thing, too. Right.
I liked that. I thought the... Yeah. Oh, I think the first place I looked... Okay, so what I had to do, my objective was to get these little,
get all the popsicle sticks that little Timmy used to summon bad things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I got a popsicle stick, I could move into a new territory.
The next room, essentially. The next section of the room,
So, found popsicle stick one, it was cool because I was just kind of like on my own. I was just doing my own thing.
Right, yeah.
I also thought it was really clever because there were like multiple puzzles going on at once.
All at once. They were intertwined.
Like there was that like key code in the bathroom.
But you couldn't get to it till you got to the fourth section of the room.
Yeah, and like the final puzzle thing was in the bathroom too, and you had to like collect these letters that were scattered
along
around
the
apartment.
Yeah.
Which were completely separate from
all the other puzzles going on.
Yeah, popsicle sticks.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool. I thought it was pretty out of the box. So there were like taped off sections, and I thought I couldn't like see into the other.
You thought they were like hypothetical walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't even like.
So there was a section where you actually got into like a section of the room that you could see the opposing wall on the other side of the room.
And I didn't even look.
And you weren't even bothered looking at the roofing on the wall. I didn't even care. Just because you didn't have access to it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I thought it was very outside of the box.
I thought it was too. Yeah, it was good. You did really good. You did a great job going through that. Yeah.
Do you kind of expect me to go so quickly or slower?
Well, I don't know. You never know how long these games take. You always got to test them.
And we didn't have time to test them.
Yeah, we didn't. I think in total I had, because you had to get, what, 6 popsicle sticks? So yeah. 6 puzzles?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. You get to see Paula do basic math, and it's really sad.
It's really entertaining. It's definitely worth the YouTube video for that reason.
It's me being put on the spot.
You look like doing a basic dumbass.
Yeah, really though, I do. I look very stupid, and it's fine because I am. But
no, you're not.
It's fine. It's fine, guys. It's fine. It's all for the entertainment. We were just talking about why we do what we do. Mm. I think that we're going back to like brand name, but like, what's the point of this podcast?
There is no point.
And is that the beauty of it?
It's very beautiful of it.
Or am I just beautiful?
We're both beautiful. Everything is beautiful in its own unique way.
Wow.
Even that's a pointless beautiful. Podcast is beautiful because wow. It's a podcast that does not please. It's a podcast that exists simply because it wants to exist.
If you really think about this, why do you do the podcast?
I've made this commitment to you to do a weekly podcast.
So you feel trapped? Is that what you're saying?
You know, trapped is one word. Escape room stuck. Is another word.
No, Nate I'm telling me he's trying to get out.
It's so habitual. It would feel weird not to do it.
It is pretty habitual.
I would feel sad if it ever came to a close.
I feel a large sense of accomplishment from this. Like, this is our 66th episode.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for over a year.
I think the sad thing is the limited viewing, but granted, we don't
market. Oh, we don't market at all. There's no way anyone would ever find us.
It's a hidden gem on the internet.
Is it, though?
It is.
We also don't have enough feedback from people who do listen.
I would love to interview someone who regularly listens to our podcast. If you regularly listen to our podcast and we don't know you, I want to interview you. I want to know who you are. I want to just be able to talk, chat box, if it's still named chat box later on. But yeah, I'm just fascinated by like, who listens to
who
this?
Who the hell listens to this garbage?
And why?
This hot trash.
But I mean, I think that'd also be exciting though too. Like, I want to know like, if this podcast has had an impact on someone enough such that they keep returning to it and listening to it, I would love to listen. Like, I'd love to, you know, talk with them for an episode. Beyond that, too, if you are a regular listener, you're probably 1 of 10 to 1 of 15 people that we don't know that continually listen to this podcast.
There's literally, I can only confidently say that Zach and Nat listen to this podcast.
And
that
for that
of.
Reason, there's like 18 other people who don't listen or who do listen that we don't know.
Yeah.
I wanna meet someone who listens to this podcast.
I wanna talk to people. Oh, and Amanda, she listens too.
Yeah.
I wanna talk to actually the people who we do know. Like, if you know us,
no,
DM
I already
us.
Know those people.
But I want to hear their thoughts.
I want to talk.
Like, what do
no,
we
can talk to them anytime
we
want.
Enrich your lives with.
I want.
Like,
no,
I appreciate
that's
it.
That's stupid. I want to talk
like,
to the
why?
People I don't
and
know
you
that
waste
listen
your
to
time.
This. Oh, okay.
Is it because of Nate's sexy voice?
No.
Because that's why I would listen.
Wow.
Wow. Is this a bad time for me to tell you that I only like you for surface level things?
Thanks. For real though, I want to talk to a stranger that listens to this podcast So, like, reach out to us. DM us on Instagram or Twitter or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
we've renamed ourselves Chatbox Insta, Chatbox Tweet. It's all going to change very soon.
Yeah, it's all going to change. We don't know. Yeah.
You will probably find a way to contact us, maybe.
Yeah.
Now it's a challenge. We challenge you.
Yeah.
Escape room, but reverse.
Right.
Are you tired?
If you could have a career
working
in an escape room entertainment business and make just as much money as you could be potentially be making right now, would you do it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
I would do it.
I don't think... well, it depends, like, how big the company is. Like, do I have employees? Like, are you a part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm your boss.
You're my boss? No, I wouldn't do it.
I would do it.
I
think, like, unfortunately...
I need colleagues.
You need colleagues?
Yeah.
I don't. I just need one colleague.
Jerry, the punching bag?
Yeah.
Good old Jerry. He served as chaperone for our prom.
I was looking at escape room jobs outside of college.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Some
oh,
of them.
Very now.
Yeah.
I wonder how much do average escape rooms make?
Well, what?
Escape room businesses
tickets
in a year.
Are anywhere from $20 to $30 a person.
Mm-hmm.
But granted, they don't always sell out. So you're not actually making the full room's worth every time.
Yeah, I bet there are days where you go by without anyone even booking.
But, like, I don't want to do
really
it for the money.
Hard-hitting marketing.
Like, that would just be such a great career to be able to design escape rooms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hard to make, either, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, maybe for you.
But
well, what if,
maybe
I mean,
that's
you
just
could,
the way my
I
brain
think that's
works.
Probably how things start. They start as hobbies, and then you grow up bigger.
Right.
And then you start having to charge because of materials. And then you turn it into a business if it's lucrative enough.
Huh.
Don't you think?
I just thought a haunted escape room would be really great during Halloween.
Yeah.
Except rather than making it a single escape room, make like a whole property of woods with like lining all around it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like spooky ghouls throughout.
We wanted to do a live escape room, like Slender Man type thing.
That's not going to happen though.
No. There are too many injuries.
Too many
or potential
injuries. It's also too small.
It's kind of small. If we did it all in the field,
it's
Nate
too
has, like,
small.
A property.
It's too small.
You know, if
the
we
field
did it in the
would
field,
be so
the field
stupid.
Would be
You'd
great.
See everything.
That's the point. Well, it'd be dark.
You'd see everything.
You wouldn't see everything.
You would. It's too small.
I.
All right.
Am small.
We are tuckered out. We are shorting today's episode.
Yeah,
what are we doing
minutes.
Next week?
Next week, we are inviting Nate's brother Zach to join us. For what? We don't know. We're excited to find out.
What is
Zach?
Script?
This might be. The first time you're here... Oh, no. I think we sort of told you on Wednesday. It was very potential, and now it's very for sure. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're excited. You can have your own podcast party, your own Hot Topic. You can challenge us to do something. We
us,
could just
all of us.
Chit-chat.
If you challenge us, you also have to do it,
Yeah,
Zach.
Reminder, you have to do it.
And then after that,
yeah,
or if it doesn't work out for next week, eventually, either after that episode or in place of that episode, we also have our next upcoming book club.
Mm-hmm.
The current book that we are reading is The Defining Decade by Meg J., PhD.
Yeah, we actually just finished it the other day.
It was good.
It's good.
I liked it.
It was good. It was much better than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also looking for recommendations for April's book club.
No, we're not.
I'm looking for recommendations for April's book club. So if you guys have any recommendations, along with our brand, along with why you listen to us, and along with...
This is why we need to talk to a stranger that regularly listens to
your
our podcast.
Thoughts. Yeah.
Because I want to pick your brain. Let's interview you.
Yeah.
All right. Is that everything we got?
I think that's pretty much everything, so.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at Chatbox Podcast.
Or whatever we're going to rename ourselves as. You can DM us on any social media platform to see your questions or challenges featured in the show.
If you would like to support this podcast, please leave a review of the show on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends. And with that,
it's either going to be a great time or a great story.
See you next week.
On Chatbox.
On Chatbox.
Nice.
Bye. Awesome.